Governor Sarah Palin visited Haines Wednesday to sign a bill into law that will continue providing retirement benefits to Alaska Territorial Guard veterans. From KHNS, Tara Bicknell has more from Haines.
What we're going to do today is sign Senate Bill 89 and a resolution that really is celebrating the patriotism that I know that you all so embrace and the appreciation that we have for those who have served in our armed forces.
The Guard's pensions were recently reduced by the federal government due to a new interpretation by the U.S. Department of Defense. Haines Representative Bill Thomas spoke in favor of the bill during House discussions, saying, "I'm proud to help these Alaskan and American heroes get the recognition and financial support they deserve." The crowd applauded as Palin thanked the community and honored the veterans gathered at Sunny Lookout Point.
Mayor, thank you so much for the kind introduction, and thank you for hosting this very worthwhile event in your beautiful city, and it is so beautiful. And as I said, to our veterans who are represented here, our fine American Legion and their commander, Jim Murren, thank you for your service.
The Alaska Territorial Guard formed in 1942 out of necessity at a time when Japanese aircraft and submarine sightings were common. There are 26 remaining Territorial Guardsmen still living.
The Alaska Territorial Guard was our last line of defense during World War II, as the National Guard, usually posted in Alaska, were deployed elsewhere by the U.S. government. At that time, enemy planes and warships were trolling our waters and our airspace, and they were inciting a lot of fear in a lot of citizens. In a time of war, 6,389 Alaskans stepped forward willingly to protect their families and their neighbors, our land, our properties. Of that number, at least 27 women made up the Guard, and the ages of the Guard members ranged from 80 years old all the way down to 12 years old. The Alaska Territorial Guard engaged in combat with the enemy and protected the Lend-Lease route that stretched from North America to the Soviet Union. And by the way, you can see Russia from Alaska.
The bill was signed at noon at Lookout Point, and many representatives from the American Legion were present. Chilkat Valley preschool students performed the national anthem, and dozens of residents turned out to shake hands, hold signs, or just listen. Former Haines Mayor Mike Case was one spectator.
Oh, I'm just tickled that she was here. I think it's very good. Of course, on nice weather like this, everybody else was able to come out to see her too. And she's so accommodating to people. Signed jackets and hands and caps and papers and everything. So it was wonderful.
Reporting from member station KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell in Haines.